Good morning, Chaffee County, our friends elsewhere in our listening area and worldwide on the web. I'm Elliot Jackson, and this is your Arc Valley Voice News Nugget on KHEN LP 106.9 FM for Thursday, August 10th, 2023. The News Nugget is a collaboration between KHEN and the Arc Valley Voice, Chaffee County's premier source for independent, fact-based journalism, reminding you that truth has a voice. We'll be coming to you every Thursday morning at 9:45 a.m. on KHEN, and you can also access our podcast at arcvalleyvoice.com. And now the top news of the week. At their regular meeting on Tuesday, August 8th, the Chaffee Board of County Commissioners made a point of diverging from their usual practice of not responding to comments received during the open public comment period, specifically to address citizens' expressed opposition to a geothermal energy production site concept. After numerous complaints, ranging from anger that a geothermal project would be considered, fear of its impacts, grievance that neighbors had not been consulted, and several misconceptions regarding who is responsible, as well as demands to know how the project could be stopped, and frustration that the BOCC hadn't put a stop to it, Commissioner Keith Baker said, "The county does not have a geothermal project." To add clarity to this, the proponents of it are the Mount Princeton Geothermal Group. There are no applications before the county. None have been submitted to the county. There is nothing we can act on. Once there is a proposed application submitted, we can then review it. We have a 1041 permit process. We have a land use code. We will give this project a serious review, but until we have an application, we can't address it. Also on Tuesday, August 8th, the Buena Vista Board of Trustees voted to approve the appointment and employment contract for Poncha Springs Town Administrator Brian Berger as the new Buena Vista Town Administrator. On the same night, Fire Chief Robert Bertram announced his impending departure. Bertram's last day will be August 29th, and Berger's first will be September 18th. While delivering his staff report to the board, Bertram explained that he had taken a position with Pagosa Spring Fire. Bertram assured the board that the town would not be left out during the transition, but also said it could take 4 to 6 months to hire a new chief. The Chaffee Housing Authority has officially confirmed that the Colorado State Housing Board recently awarded $1,287,000 to the CHA from the Transformational Affordable Housing Grant Program for Jane's Place. This gap funding from the Division of Housing will enable CHA to re-enter negotiations for the project's financing and construction, which had paused while awaiting word on gap funding. Jane's Place is a Salida-based housing project that will provide transitional housing for workforce and families. It will also provide winter shelter for the unhoused, including a master lease to Chaffee Hospitality, which currently runs those shelters in church basements. Additionally, the project will be home to a social enterprise coffee shop operated by Achieve Inc., which provides employment to neurodivergent workers, as well as a nonprofit development center leased to the Chaffee County Community Foundation. And finally, the Chaffee Recreation Council has released its 2023 report, outlining progress toward implementing the Chaffee County Outdoor Recreation Management Plan. The plan's goals are to protect natural resources, maintain exceptional outdoor experiences, and sustain the economic benefits of tourism as population and visitation grow. The Chaffee Recreation Council is organized and funded as a result of the county's Common Ground ballot question, in which Chaffee voters approved a small sales tax to fund wildfire mitigation, protection of working agricultural lands, and better management of recreational resources. Among the achievements highlighted in the report are adding 16 new recreation management staff, providing 25 temporary restrooms, removing 25,000 pounds of trash and ash from campsite, building 2 trails, and improving 7 others. The report in its entirety can be found online at envisionchaffeecounty.org. That's it for your Arc Valley Voice News Nugget. Tune in next Thursday, August 17th at 9:45 a.m.